T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight.
All right, let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Time for Bob Bugner, head coach of the Florida Panthers, brought to you by Checkers, Old Munchin, Brats, Wiener Schnitzel, potato pancakes, pretzels with mustard, and lots of German beer. You get all this and more at Checkers,
Old
Munchin.
We're going for that German beer a lot over here pretty soon.
In Pompano Beach, Coach Bugner joins us this morning. Coach, how are you?
No, I'm a little frustrated. I'll go for a German beer for sure.
Yep, I figured.
Even a couple of them in the morning, Coach. Hey, this overtime. This overtime thing now. 12 overtime losses, tied for the most in the league. And by the way, during this 5 straight loss, I know you know all this, 2 overtime and 2 in a shootout. Coach, is it mindset? What do you think it is where this team has struggled so much in overtime?
Well, it's funny. I mean, if you analyze and look at our overtime games, you know, we're actually a good overtime team, and we generate a lot of chances. We, you know, to take you back a little bit during the week, obviously, you know, Colorado, we won in overtime. You get to Arizona, didn't play great, but got it to a shootout. I mean, in a shootout, it's a skills contest is
right.
Really what it is.
That's right.
You know, we were good in a shootout last year, and we were actually good in overtimes last year. I hate the shootouts, obviously. Vegas, we battle. We lose in overtime. And then Carolina the other day at home, We played a really good game, and we had 3 breakaways at overtime. And the goalie stopped all 3. We give up a 2-on-1 on the way down, and they score. So it's not like we're not generating chances. Even last night here in Pittsburgh, we had a 3-on-1. You know, puck hopped over our stick. About 30 seconds later, they go down and score. So it's a little bit of a skills contest as well. 3-on-3, there is strategy. You know, we have a lot of possession time. We're not executing on our offensive chances, and you know, and that's what's happening.
Want to ask you about, you got to see it up close again, Sidney Crosby. Is he kind of the Tom Brady of hockey, the way you look at it? Because he just continues to go, okay, he's the best player again.
Yeah, he is the best player in the world, and it's you know, one, because of obviously how great offensively he is, but sits on the ice in every crucial situation, every crucial face-off, and he's also their best defensive forward. So all around, you know, there's 3 or 4 names you could probably put in that conversation, but for me, it's he's the best.
Coach, all right, so Luongo's obviously been in goal the last couple nights, and he struggled a little bit, but you can't put all the blame on Roberto Luongo in goal there. The defense just hasn't been up to par, correct?
Yeah, no, I think that, you know, we got Uyghur back last night, which was nice. We had one of our veterans finally come back, and he played pretty well. But, yeah, we got a few young guys back there, and you know, that's probably the area, if you ask me as a coach, what's the biggest weakness of your team, I would say that's it. And I think that's an area that we need to improve on. We do get exposed in that area. Not so much team defense. If you look at analytically where we're at and all the stats in the league, we're actually a top 10 team category in a lot of defensive stats and analytics. But individually, I think it's an area that we need to improve on, yeah.
Coach, how do you keep the confidence up with this? I mean, those got to be a punch in the gut every time. And you're 11 back after all this. It's happened. You're running out of games. Do you start to worry about this group and the confidence factor no matter what age they are?
Well, you know, it's funny. I don't worry about their, you know, one thing that these guys have not done is quit, and we haven't made up any ground. You know, again, we sat and talked about this a lot. The position we're in is not because of the way we've played in the last 2 months. We've been getting our fair share of points, and if we would have played since the All-Star break, how, you know, in the first half like we're playing now, we'd be right in the driver's seat and right in position. This is all from what happened in the first half of the season, and These guys are not quitting, I can tell you that. They're competing. We're actually playing some pretty good hockey. We haven't got it done in overtime, but you know, we've been on the road a lot, and we've been banging heads with some of the best teams in the league, and that's what's frustrating. It's just tough making up ground. But this is a group of guys, and I believe, you know, management made some comments at the deadline and ownership about what we need to do in the summer and how we need to improve. And I really truly believe that, you know, if we do the right things, I think this is a group that can have some success together. We had a great year last year. Maybe that affected things a little bit. We came out, we had 96 points, missed by a point because we had such a great second half. You know, and everybody just assumes that we're going to take off from there. So I think that maybe we were a little ahead of ourselves last year.
Florida Panthers head coach Bob Boughner joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. All right, locker room-wise, collective effort, or is there a guy in the locker room that might, that could be kind of yelling at guys and getting guys up and down? Because I know that we have this talk a lot every time we're on, or we ask about the guy that throws around the chair in a locker room. I know it doesn't happen everywhere, but is there a guy in the locker room, in your eyes, that could take control of that locker room?
It's funny, the leadership's changed over the years for me since when I played and, you know, when I started coaching. There's not that one guy that would say he's going to stand up and he's going to, hold guys accountable in the room and he's going to be that screamer and yeller. Ours is more by committee. If you tell you the truth, I'm probably that guy. If you had to say that, but I think that player-wise, I think they just try and push each other's buttons, and there's a lot of guys that talk up and say the right thing, but there's not really a screamer yeller in our dressing room.
Saying all this, you're going to have a couple guys at 30 goals, Coach. It's crazy. Hoffman pickup looks unbelievable to this point. Has he surprised you a little bit on just how good he's been now over 30 goals?
Yeah, I think he's been so consistent offensively, and he's helped our power play be one of the best power plays in the league. And I think that, and that's another thing. Special teams wise, we're probably a combined special teams one of the best, if not the best, in the league. So that part's frustrating. But Austin's done great. I think that Barkey's having, he's going to get a 30 goal season. Huberto's on pace for his best. So we have a bunch of guys that are having good seasons, and that's another thing that's frustrating. I think obviously, not getting it done. Like I said, those are the pieces. Those are the core pieces that are so good about this team.
Coach, we're losing a little bit in and out on your phone, but I want to try one more question here. What? And I'm not looking for you to call, and I know you won't call anybody out individually. That's the meeting between you and Dale Tallon. But what area has frustrated you the most with this team? Because you are, no matter what you say, I mean, you're losing these games. And what area would it be that's frustrated you the most?
I think if I had to say it, the season-wise, I think goaltending needed to be more consistent for us this year. And the defense, individual defense, I think that has to be better in games and managing pucks. Really, I mean, turnovers kill us. They got us again last night, and
right.
Guys forcing plays that don't need to be there. And we talk about it daily. We watch video, and after a while, that's on each guy individually. And that's sort of been one of our faults.
I was going to say, you know what happens when the same problems, because we went through this with the Dolphins too, you know, they're going to say, well, then coach is preaching it and it ain't getting through the players. They're going to start, it starts on the coach. What do you do then, coach?
Well, you know what, we do different things. Obviously, I the only real thing I have at the end of the day is to manage ice time on guys. And if they're not going to do the right things, then they're just not going to play. And I think that also comes with, inner competition. And I think you need guys to push other guys. And, at certain positions we have that, in certain positions we don't, and we have no choice.
Right.
So at the end of the day, we just got to improve. And we got to improve in the off season. And, we got to improve within our four walls, our accountability.
All right, tomorrow night in Boston, 7 o'clock puck drop at the TD Garden, and then two at home.
Coach, it doesn't get
over
any
the
easier.
Weekend. No, nope, then two
man.
At home, Minnesota and Detroit in the BB&T over the weekend. Thanks for your time as always, Coach.
Thanks,
we'll talk
coach.
To you next week.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right, that was Bob Boughner, Florida Panthers head coach, brought to you by Checkers Old Munchin, Bratz Wiener Schnitzel, potato pancakes, pretzels with mustard, lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of German beer. You get all this and more at Checkers Old Munchin German restaurant in Pompano Beach.
Listen, man, same problems keep popping up.
That's right.
People stop blaming players
and start
blaming coaches.
Look at the coach. We've seen it. Doesn't matter what sport.
Just the same thing, especially with the Dolphins. Same problems last year, same penalties, same broken coverages in the secondary and crucial plays. And, right, can't pick blitzes up. And after a while, you're like, we can sit here and blame the players all you want, whether it's the second guy filling in for the first guy or what, it's going to fall back on coaching.
Always goes one.
And now,
points one
here
direction.
In the offseason for the Dolphins, a lot of people have said that coaching staff last year was really bad.
Yep. Full change there. Exactly. So
I always look at how many guys are playing well. How many guys are getting a lot better.
You're right. Okay.
And he named the three guys that you know, playing the way you expect, and Hoffman's, Barkov, Huberdeau. But boy, you start looking, and he called out, hey, listen,
goaltender.
I don't know how you – talking about Hall of Fame guys.
Yes.
He's got time left on his contract.
What do you do there?
What do you do? That's a tough one, man.
The million-dollar
question. Popular guy, Roberto Luongo. So you've got all that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.